Next patient is Jennifer, Jennifer Pallardy, Pallardy. Date of birth is 7/29/62. Today is 1/28/26. 63-year-old woman comes in today. Comes in today with for follow-up of number one, diabetes, number two, hypertension, number three, blood pressure has been dropping, number four, has cut down her lisinopril to 20 milligrams, number five, nausea and vomiting. Patient has had two episodes of nausea and vomiting, one today, one a week ago. Patient is on Ozempic, 0.5 milligram at this time. She states that she has a history of gastroesophageal reflux where she takes Prilosec 4 on over-the-counter, but the nausea and vomiting come out of nowhere, period. In the paragraph, her gallstones, gallbladder showed no gallstones back in 23 and then repeated again today, shows no evidence of gallstones, period. In the paragraph, patient also has been doing much better with a 35 to 40 pound weight loss as far as her blood pressure is concerned, and she has cut down her lisinopril to 20 milligram, period. Her A1C was started at 8.1, has come down to around 6, period. Review of system, positive nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion. Medication, let's make a list on the opposite page. Allergy, penicillin, strawberries, lisinopril was cut down to 20 milligram a day with hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. Patient's Ozempic was discontinued today and was placed on tirzepatide, i.e. Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram a day after discussion. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, obesity, anxiety, depression. Social, patient is married. She works for the detention center. Folks at the detention center ICE in Conroe, C-O-N-R-O-E, Texas. She's married. She has two children. Family history, coronary artery disease, hypertension, stroke, no colon cancer reported. Last blood sugar was at 130, non-fasting, she tells me. Mammogram, has never had one. Colonoscopy, has never had one. Patient was a officer at the detention center, that works in the commissary. Commissary. Allergy, penicillin, strawberry, we said that. COVID immunizations up to date. Review of system as above, 194 pounds, started at 217. At home, she's around 180, 98.2, 96%, 18, 72, 136, over 63. Heart positive, swan positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck screws, everything, skin shows, no rash, wrong, mucosa with anesthesia, logical, non-focal. Number one, nausea and vomiting, no gallstones noted. There's no sign of gastroesophageal reflux that's worsening. Patient may need an EGD, has had an H. pylori some time ago, period. My plan today is to switch her from semaglutide to tirzepatide, start Mounjaro at 2.5 milligram. After discussion with patient regarding staying on the same dose of semaglutide and adding and increasing her Prilosec, but she feels like this is not related to her reflux. Also, we talked about reducing the dose of semaglutide, but she feels like this semaglutide dose is working, doesn't want to change that. So I told her that the tirzepatide has a less side effect and we should try that, and she agrees. Next number, she is a diabetic and she has fatty liver and she had polycythemia, most likely because of sleep apnea. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, by the way. Oh, by the way, go back and put under social, no smoking, no drinking. She's married, has two kids. As period 2001. Okay. Then come back. Assessment. Under assessment. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Recheck cholesterol. Next number. Sleeping much better. Next number. If patient did have sleep apnea, patient sleep apnea must be improving with the weight loss. We'll check H&H. Next number. If H&H is elevated, needs workup for P. vera. Next number. Echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number. Thyroid within normal limits. Next number. Mild PVD, lower extremity. Next number. No evidence of thyroid cancer or thyroid nodule. Next number, no family history of thyroid cancer. No family history of it. Next number, Hypertension improved. Next number, tolerating lisinopril 20 milligram better than the 40 milligram. Next number, continue with hydrochlorothiazide. Next number, may need cholesterol medication. We'll recheck that after she settles down. Next number, patient's nausea and vomiting is so episodic, no Zofran was given today. Next number, under surgery, put down C-section times to go back up there, and no hysterectomy, no other surgeries reported. Next number, patient has had issues with ulcers as a child. She said she was born without a stomach lining, and she was predisposed to ulcers when she was younger, but has not had any issues or problems. Next number, no blood in the stool. Next number, Cologuard ordered, which we'll check for hemocult as well. Next number, mammogram ordered. Next number, patient's semaglutide has been changed to tirzepatide, i.e. Mounjaro 2.5 milligram, because of the side effects of profile of the semaglutide, and she should do much better with low-dose Mounjaro. This was discussed with patient, and we'll try to use this fact to get patient's medication approved. Next was diet and exercise, also recommended for control of her diabetes, her weight, and other issues. Thank you.